All right, we got Dave and Treese. We're here with Dee Wallace. Many of you might know her for some of her mini movies, Halloween, Cujo, E.T., but what you might not realize is she's also into the metaphysical world as well. Miss Wallace, tell us a little bit about what you do with the metaphysical world and what drew you to it.
Well, actually, I'm a healer. I'm a very clairaudient healer. And I work with people's energy and teach them how to direct it, because energy with no direction just hangs there and it assumes anything that might get its attention, like the media or genetics, significant partners, you know, any parents, anything that might give it a direction. If you're not consciously doing it, it'll follow that. So that's basically primarily the basis of my work, and I got interested in it because my life was all effed up, and I wanted to know why, and I wanted a way we could heal ourselves.
When did you start feeling you had that ability? What part in your life?
You know, I know when I was little, now that I know what it is, mm-hmm. I could look back, and I often heard, you kind of feel the voices, mm-hmm. you know, from the other side. When I was little, there was this little girl's voice in the stairs going up to the second level of our house. And I would feel it say to me, "Help me, can you help me?" You know? But I just thought it was a kid's imagination. And, you know, Frankenstein scared the hell out of me. So
I've heard that before.
Kids don't know how to distinguish that, because really, in the world of metaphysics, it's all energy. So imagination is metaphysics also. And the trick is to really decipher what you're creating and what you're really bringing in.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. I'm a developing medium. I say developing because I just feel like I'm not there yet, you know.
Yes, well, you know what I would say to one of my clients? Back to the direction of energy.
Yeah.
You have to claim who you are before you can be it. So if you keep saying, "I'm not there,"
and I'll continue to be
then
developing,
you will, for the rest of your life, be not there and
so
be developing.
When did you start feeling comfortable? Or how did you know that, yes, it's okay, what I'm getting is real? And
you know,
were you at a certain age?
Yesterday. it's an ongoing challenge in trust. You know, I trust my channel so unconditionally now, I just don't even question it. Sometimes I check myself to make sure I'm getting the highest understanding mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of what I'm hearing.
Right.
I think that's our biggest challenge,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we want to go into our head, and as soon as you go into your head, you cut off the channel, you cut off the...
It's true.
You know.
Have you always had or been very self-confident, even as a child, or has that something you've come into as you've gotten older? Because I feel like I have that problem of when I was a child, and I still sometimes do, have self-confidence, and I think that might have a reason as to why I'm not there yet.
You are there yet, I reiterate. It's your perspective that you're not there. We're all there. We're all there. We came in being there. We just have to get the hell out of our own way.
Right.
But the more you know it, and the more you claim you know it, the more you know it, and the more you move into trust.
So maybe I just need a good mentor.
Maybe you just need to decide you're there.
Remind me.
Just decide.
David, you're my mentor.
Literally the snap of a finger. It is. And it's like I couldn't walk into Spielberg's office and go, "I don't know if I'm an actress yet until you hire me."
It's true. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's the same premise, you know, and the same principle. The energy, call it God, call it the force, whatever the hell you want to call it, cannot respond and support you without your clear direction of it. So if you get up in the morning and say, "I'm tired," the energy will give you the best tired it can give you, because it has no judgment.
Wow. So how do you counsel people? Or can people get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. I do private sessions from all over the world every day.
Okay.
Every day. So they can go to my website, and there's lots of awesome information, lots of free information, too. and webinars on every single subject that they could ever need help on for $20. Everything's very affordable on there. It's IAMDWallace.com. Because you have to claim who you are, and I am D. Wallace.
Outstanding. That's awesome. So you've got three books as well.
I do.
And are there more in the making, or has three been enough for you?
No, I just finished my fourth one, which is all channeled information.
Wow.
And right now it's tentatively called Getting Stuff. Because, of course, it's not about getting stuff. It's about creating yourself so you can get the stuff. And what's interesting is that when you focus on creating yourself and being complete within yourself, you don't really care so much about the stuff, but the stuff comes. So it's at the publishers right now, or at the agents right now, and he's making his notes.
That's awesome. I'm going to look for your books because I didn't know that you were writing. I mean, I know Chip Coffee stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always trying to give others advice on who to read and how to find counsel. I try to counsel people myself, even though, like I said, in the past I've had self-doubt,
you know.
But I've always tried to lead people.
Yeah, the biggest bastardization as far as energy direction that you can say is I don't know. All you can keep giving yourself is more not knowing.
I was saying, we have been interviewing Dee Wallace here at the ScareFest event in Lexington, Kentucky. We are Inside the Paranormal. Ms. Wallace, thank you very much. And don't forget, check out IAMDWallace.com. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.